So, earlier when Tim was telling his Batman story, he referred to his friend DeAndre. It wouldn't be fair to call DeAndre a Robin to Tim's Batman, but for the sake of having an easy introduction, that's what I'm going to do. DeAndre McNeil.
Say we're like ambiguous
engagement. I'm sorry.
Well, as I was sitting here and I was listening to everybody, and I was really thinking how I would like to get up and tell a story that will really kind of resonate with everybody. And I'm thinking through all the geek stories that I have through my head, and I think the first one that I really remember is the first one I ever experienced. I know a lot of us immerse ourselves in geek culture, but we kind of forget where that first inkling of geekness came around. You didn't always grow up just like in Star Trek. There was a point in time where that really resonated with you and that turned you over to the dark side, so to speak. And I still remember mine. I was probably about 5 years old or so. So this was in 1988. I was always kind of geared towards comic book characters, things like that. My dad was an artist and graphic designer, so something about just the drawing form always, it was instinctual in me, it's in my DNA, I had no choice, so always had my action figures around me and everything. Always watched the cartoons, and one of my favorite characters was always Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man really resonates with all of us because he's an everyman guy, and even being a 5-year-old kid, you still see that there's something about Peter Parker that makes him different than everybody else, and He was different for a character. Like, you know, there was guys like Batman that were super rich and he drove this awesome car, and guys like Superman that could, like, you know, pre-crisis lift buildings up and throw them into space and everything like that. And Spider-Man was always very measured. Nobody really liked him. The New Yorkers didn't really tolerate him. J. Jonah Jameson was always ragging about him. He didn't have any money. And, you know, being a blue-collar kid from Chicago, you know, you could always understand all those things. I recall going to Great America one time. I think this is quite before Warner Brothers had complete dominance over Six Flags with all their characters. And my mom's trying to get me to, you know, oh, go on this ride. I hate rides. I get very bad altitude sickness when I go over 20 feet. So that just was not going to happen. I was having a terrible time. Also didn't, you know, really want to participate in any shoot water in the clown mouth games and win the shitty stuffed animal that I didn't want. But something just drew my attention, and I was just drawn to it. There's a crowd of kids just gathered around. They're screaming. They got birthday hats on. There's balloons, everything like that. And I just kind of wander away from my mom. Don't say anything to her. I'm just like, there's kids. There's fun going on. I need to see what's going down. And I go over and I see this some kid's birthday party, and I see Spider-Man. And I think this is fucking Spider-Man. This is Spider-Man in the flesh right here. You don't understand it. This is a birthday party, and they pay some guy to dress up like Spider-Man to come here to me. That was Spider-Man. And my jaw was on the floor, and I'm walking up to him, and he sees me coming as he's singing happy birthday to some random fucking kid. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it at that point in time. And I'm just standing there right beside him, and he looks down at me. You just say, "How's it going there, buddy?" And rubs my head. And I remember the feeling of his fine Spanish love as it ran through my hair. And I just said, "You're Spider-Man." He just said, "Yup." And I was like, "Awesome." He's like, "You want some candy?" And he reaches in the bag and he gives me candy. Now, I'm a 5-year-old kid. There's two things in the world that I love right now. That's Spider-Man and candy. And I'm getting both of those right now while being in one of the biggest theme parks in the world at that point in time. And my mom rushes over this fun time. She's like, "What are you doing? Like, this isn't your party. Like, you didn't tell me anything. I thought I lost you." And I'm just like, "It was Spider-Man here. I saw Spider-Man. He gave me candy. Look, I have candy." She's like, "Okay, whatever." And I couldn't think of anything that whole time. I'm just like, "Bye, Spider-Man." He's just, "See you, kid." And I can't even remember what happened for the rest of that day. Like, I really can't. I do remember going home, and I still have a little bit of candy Spider-Man gave me. And I looked in, and there was this tiny tiny Spider-Man ring, you know, that you could, you know, get out of a bubblegum machine or something like that. And it had a pose of him on it. And something just told me, like, you have to draw this. You have to do it. So I got my paper and my markers, and I sat down and I started trying to draw Spider-Man. Of course, it was terrible. But I was obsessed with getting that image right. I did it over and over again. My mom came in the room. She's like, you're leaving these drawings everywhere. She's balling them up, throwing them away. I don't care. I'm still drawing. And I get it to where it kind of looks okay, where my brother walks past me and he's like, yeah, you're fine, but it's pretty all right. I didn't stop. I made sure that I got the colors right and that maybe his mask looked a little wonky, and God damn it, trying to do that webbing. It was just... it's probably the most difficult character for a 5-year-old kid to draw, but I never stopped drawing at all after that. At that point in time where I started drawing, I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I knew at that point in time that I was going to be an artist, and I just think to just that one incident of seeing something out of the corner of my eye and then meeting my childhood idol and him giving me a stupid ring that would bring that out in me. And that started a love of comic books for me as a medium. And I gotta tell you, growing up in inner city Chicago during the late 80s, early 90s, it was not a fun time anywhere. It's where we probably needed a real superhero at a lot of points in times. And my escape and being able to stay away from the seedier elements was always to bury my face in a comic book, you know, read a Spider-Man story, sit and draw Spider-Man. I could still do it on the page, and I had a sheet of paper right now, just out of memory. And, you know, I didn't get saved from a burning building, or I didn't fall from a great height, but in a lot of ways, just that character, Spider-Man, saved me. And I probably owe a lot of things that I've done and where I am right now to go up here, Parker.